Episode 442, This Changes Everything.
Moms, needing a little inspiration and a ray of hope? You've come to the right place. This is the show that you can turn to for just the pick-me-up you need. This is Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. Here's your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo.
Staring at a stop sign, watching people drive.
Happy, happy day, sweet ladies. Guess what? Happy Easter! Many, many blessings to you, from my family to yours. We just want to welcome you here today. And I want to let you know that you are not here by accident. We have been praying specifically for you. And today we celebrate Easter. Around the world, this is a celebration of what? The resurrection of Jesus Christ, the miracle, God's love for you. This changes everything. What are you doing in your daily walk? Have you even asked yourself that question lately? What did you do yesterday? Was it very similar to the day before? Most of us are going through life simply acting out rituals and habits and things we don't pay a lot of attention to, simply going through the motions we call life. How's that working for you? Are you enjoying it? Is your life filled with absolute joy and peace? This changes everything. Today it does. Maybe you are one who is choosing to stay connected to your digital device, head buried in technology, and everyone else's everything. It's like, you know, you walk around and you don't even know what's around you. You are missing out what you were created for. This changes everything. Jesus Christ has risen today. He has risen indeed. Don't underestimate the power of the resurrection. Now, some of you may be saying, Christiane, whoa, you're blowing me out of the water here. This is a day for those of us who are Christians that we celebrate. We celebrate because Christ is alive. He is living. He is with us now at this moment. When you hurt, he hurts with you. When you have love in your heart, he fills your heart with love. The thing is, I don't think that we really understand the power of the resurrection. Wherever you sit in your life, I want you to listen up. I want you to open up your mind. Maybe this is your opportunity to hear something maybe that you've never heard before, or hear it from a different perspective. So much has changed in our world. We've had movements and moments that have changed the world, like music, inventions, athletes, wars, medicine, fashion, science, religious leaders like Billy Graham and Mother Teresa. But nothing has changed the works of this world like the resurrection of Jesus Christ. This changes everything. Have you ever noticed on social media, they use the word this, and when the word this comes out, it's like, woo, it's you got to pay attention. This, what we're talking about here today, the resurrection of Jesus Christ, it changes everything. This Easter, my prayer for you is to find peace in the chaos of life through this, the resurrection, God's love for you, his promises that he's made to you. You are his creation. You are a child of God. I want to pause for a moment. We're talking about how this changes everything. What in your life would you like to change? What would you like to change about you? What is very unsettling in your life? Maybe you're filled with hate. Hate in your heart towards others. You're holding on to a grudge. You're carrying the hurt. Deep down, how is that working for you? I mean, is it working for you? How much energy are you wasting on this quote-unquote hate that you're carrying? Maybe you were hurt in a previous relationship. Maybe you were shunned by your own family. But how much energy do you waste on this hatred that you're so carrying? How much time has been stolen from you? This changes everything. Maybe you struggle with doubt. Doubt of yourself. Doubt of what you're supposed to be doing in your career. Doubt with the direction that you're headed. Doubt with how to raise your children. Maybe it's brokenness. Think of Simon Peter, who denied Jesus Christ. Maybe it's fear, being afraid, not being sure of where you're headed, the decisions that need to be made. Or it could be greed, greed for money, greed for what's of the world, addiction, alcohol, drugs. Maybe it's death, a sickness or disease. Maybe you're struggling with feeling ashamed with who you are, what you've become. Maybe you feel lost, imperfect. You don't love your reflection. What would you change if you could change something? You know, it's really hard to operate in a world when we have this doubt, this hatred, this brokenness, this fearfulness, this greed and addiction and death and sickness, this imperfection. How can you operate in a functional marriage? How can you have functional relationships? How can you have a functional career? How can you have a functional lifestyle? But hold on. What if I told you there is a cure for everything? This changes everything. The cure is Jesus Christ, the resurrection. Today, that's why we're here celebrating Easter as Christians, as we unite around the world together. Think about it in the olden days. Why would this not be true? The power of the resurrection is real. As much as we like to hide in our dark shadows, the power of the resurrection is one that we sometimes like to hide even more. Like we're afraid of it. Like, oh my gosh, yeah, I'm not necessarily ashamed to be called a Christian, but I can't really verbalize it. Do you know how awesome you are and what an awesome God that you serve and how much He loves you? That He sent His Son, Jesus Christ, to die on the cross. And today we celebrate His life, His resurrection. This changes everything. So what if I told you there was a cure? The cure is Jesus Christ. You see, nothing that can separate us from God's love, neither death nor life, neither our fears for today nor our worries about. Not even the powers of hell can separate us from God's love. Let God's light come into your darkness. Live your life with His love. Let His light shine through you. Maybe you don't know what to do. Maybe you're truly in a trial and tribulation in your life and you're struggling. How do you see it right now? Is that where you are? Do you feel like you're in the deep, dark dungeon and you don't know what to do? Are you feeling lonely and afraid? Or maybe you're just putting on that mask of, yeah, I'm all here. Smile, smile, see me. Rejoice, I'm good, all is fine, but inside you're dying. Sister, I'm telling you, that's not the kind of life to live, and God does not want that of you. The power of the resurrection is here, it's real. God's love is real, and He loves you right where you are at. Don't underestimate the power of the resurrection. This changes everything. So I ask you again, how do you see your life? Are you stuck in reverse? Are you floundering, going in all directions, losing focus on what is really important? What is broken in your life? And if it's not broken, maybe you don't need to fix it, but maybe something's still missing. There's a part that needs to be oiled. There is hope for your despair, love for your hate. There is victory today, today. Jesus has risen. He is risen indeed. Our bodies will be buried in brokenness, but they will be raised into glory. You see, today we celebrate a very special day. A day that when we think about every day should be Christmas, because we should think about the birth of Jesus Christ, the opportunity that the Messiah has come. For us to know that today He was resurrected and he is alive. He took your sin with you. Now that doesn't give us the excuse to continue to sin, but that doesn't give you the excuse to bury your head and say, I want no more. God's not giving up on you. Don't give up on you. This changes everything. There is hope today. And I pray that where you are in your journey, wherever you are around the world, I want you to hear this prayer. And maybe you can actually say it out loud, or maybe it just has to be something quiet within your heart. But pray with me. Dear Heavenly Father, as I walk with you today, keep my path close to you. Guide me, protect me, love me, show me your ways. Give me the light and the faith. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. This changes everything. You see, Jesus Christ is victory. Thank God he gives us victory over sin and death through our Lord Jesus Christ. He can take and heal you in your darkest moments. He can pull you from it. So instead of feeling all of that hatred and fear and greed and addiction and death and sickness, it can be changed to freedom, generosity, confidence, refreshment, joyfulness, filled with love, a believer, someone who's well, alive, forgiven, found, and beautiful. This changes everything. When you seek, you will find the answers. Sometimes we're afraid to ask those questions. Don't be afraid. Don't underestimate the power of the resurrection. God is with you. We are praying for you. Make today count and let God's love shine through you. You are absolutely precious. You are loved. You are adored. And you have a heavenly Father who is alive and well and wants to be a part of your journey. Let him be today. This changes everything. I love you so very much. Happy Easter. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, love, and lots of hugs. We'll talk to you real soon. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life, and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.